I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Mikhail Saakashvili today told the Georgian people that most of their country is now under Russian control. The Georgian president said a barbarian aggressor is out to abolish Georgian independence. Earlier, Georgian authorities had said that the Russians had taken over the eastern town of Gori. Moscow denies that claim. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse was in Gori. He saw Georgian military personnel pouring out of the town earlier today.
We saw maybe three dozen or so tanks and armored personnel carriers trundling through the central square in Gori. Then they were followed by numerous vehicles carrying troops. Now, at first, these appeared to be military vehicles. They were then followed by what appeared to be ordinary civilian city buses, yellow, packed full of Georgian troops in uniform. They were then followed much more chaotically by Georgian troops in private cars, cradling their Kalashnikov rifles on their knees. Now, the first sign of panic that I saw in Gori was when I saw two soldiers on foot standing in the square jump into the back of a white Lada, a small Soviet-era car that sped off in a southern direction. Some of the local residents seemed to take note of this, and they also started running in the same direction. And a kind of controlled panic ensued, and residents and journalists were getting into whatever vehicles they could and leaving. Now, on the road to Tbilisi, I saw almost no vehicles traveling in the opposite direction. The road was exclusively going south, and it wasn't just civilian vehicles. There were lots and lots of military vehicles. I saw armored personnel carriers at one point, a whole row of them dragging artillery pieces behind them.
Remind us, how far is Gori from Tbilisi?
Gori is about 50 miles, 50 or 60 miles from Tbilisi, I'd say. The journey takes about an hour or so. Despite the heavy volume of traffic on that road, we did the journey in about an hour, and you could see on the road, people were talking on their mobile phones, people were stopping to consult with each other, to swap stories. It's just a demonstration of how the news spreads, and rumor also spreads very fast in this kind of a situation.
Now, the Secretary of Georgia's National Security Council said in a statement today that he believes Russia seems intent on overthrowing the democratically elected government of Georgia and occupying the country. Are people back, now that you're back in Tbilisi, are people there worried that this conflict is going to escalate into something bigger?
I think people are worried about that, yes. A lot of people that I've been speaking to, both in Gori and in Tbilisi, don't believe that the Russians were ever going to stop at the de facto line of control, the border between South Ossetia and Georgia. Relations between these two countries have been very bitter for a long time, especially since the very pro-Western president Mikhail Saakashvili came to power in the Rose Revolution in 2003. There's almost a personal enmity, if you like, between the Russian Prime Minister Vladimir Putin and Mikhail Saakashvili. Both sides have been trading accusations of genocide, of ethnic cleansing. The bitterness, I think, is so great that it allows Georgians to believe that Russia may want to overthrow its government, no matter what the Russians say to the contrary.
The U.S. has been a big supporter of Georgia's strides toward democracy. The U.S. has also been critical of Russian intervention in this conflict. What are Georgians saying about where the U.S. is in all of this? Are they upset that there's not been more U.S. support in the last couple of days?
Absolutely. A lot of Georgians I've spoken to have said, look, we were the third largest contributor to the coalition effort in Iraq, contributing 2,000 troops. And a lot of people have said to me, well, you know, where is the U.S. in our hour of need? In an interesting twist to this, the Russian Prime Minister, Vladimir Putin, has criticized the United States for flying home those 2,000 troops from Iraq to Georgia. The Georgian president requested them back. He said he needed them for his own military efforts. And the Russian Prime Minister has criticized the U.S. for what he says is putting more troops into a conflict zone.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse in Tbilisi, Georgia. Thanks very much for your time.
My pleasure.